have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America, via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Speeding along here on the 22nd of February, 2014, ladies and gentlemen. Have Vicki Davis here, channelingreality.com. And this hour, later on in this hour, we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to get through some of this audio from this press conference from the Three Amigos, because I think this is very important, some of the stuff that was said. But Vicki, before the break, at the end of the last hour, we had touched upon this, the fact that they are building, and they overtly said that they intend to continue to build this North American transportation system. And as we knew, or as we've were talking about years ago, and many other Patriot broadcasters were talking about it as well at the time, it really became very prominent. Very mainstream. Lou Dobbs, for instance, was actually talking about, I think, on CNN, the fact that they were building this North American transportation system. All of that has gone now. All of that talk, all of that discussion in the media and the alternative media has all disappeared, and yet we still hear these international leaders from Mexico, the United States, and Canada talk about how they're still going to continue to do this.
Yeah, never stop, Darren. They've been working on this for a century now. And every time they're exposed, they back off a little bit. But then they come right back with just a different propaganda, a different conceptualization of what they're doing and why they're doing it. But,
A part of that transportation system is the Inland Port Network, which you had referenced at the end of the last hour. You know, the Kansas City Smart Port was something that was discussed many years ago, and I'm sure will continue to be the central point of this North American superhighway system. And over the Kansas City Smart Port, we would find the Mexican flag flying. You know, these are more international zones, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Under the they're international ports under the WTO system. And one of the first things that I found when I was researching the North American Union years ago, you know, when it was still a quote conspiracy theory, was a conceptual draft of a document that's titled The Trans-Pacific Multimodal Security System. And in this conceptual design document, they say the essence of the TPMSS is to build additional transportation capacity in the APEC region, realize operational improvements, implementation of innovation security and customs protocols. Okay, that is the customs system is a globally networked system from inland port to inland port. And this global transportation system that they talk about is the design for the global system. Okay, now at the Leaders Summit, what they were talking about is the Mexican piece of it, which is the inland port system that begins in the southern tip of Mexico. And there's about, 6 or 7 inland ports that they've designed for the interior of Mexico. But through the International Highway Corridor System that we called Trans-Texas Corridor and the Canamex Highway System and so forth, those ports connect to inland ports in the United States, you know, to make a fully connected global system of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
International zone to international zone.
Interesting. Well, a part of this whole thing, too, is the standardization of procedures, and that was another thing that the Mexican president talked about.
Well, yeah, everything with computers has to be standardized. So they are building a global standardized administrative system of governance. There will be no more differentiation between countries. I mean, that's why I've said they're building a gray world. They will have no color, no life.
No variety
at all. It's a system. I don't know why anybody would go along with this, because it is a standardized, regimented administrative system that's going to enslave all of the regular people of the world and make kings out of this 1% or whatever the number is.
Well, I think the answer to the question, obviously, is greed for those that are benefiting from it. And for the rest of us, we don't know about it.
This blandness, it's seen everywhere. It's in the schools. It's in when we drive down the streets. There's this limited number of places that we can shop, and it's in our restaurants. It's in our grocery stores. Everything has become identical.
Yeah, it's cookie cutter. Absolutely a cookie cutter world. I was watching a program on C-SPAN one time, and the Susan Schwab was the U.S. Trade Representative, and she'd gone down to South America, I think in Rio, to talk to the people down there. They were using the same set of terms down there that we hear all the time here. You know, they have their very own language for talking about all this crap. But pardon my language, but I just,
that's okay.
You know, it, but it was just so out
it
of context.
Crap.
Yeah, it's not about multiculturalism. It's about uniculture.
Yes, uniculture. You're exactly right. It's homogenizing everything so that there is only one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's going to be just a horrible world because of it.
Here's Enrique's words.
We also agreed to standardize and expedite all the procedures that take place at our custom houses.
Okay, so you can't have a global economy without having standardization. And he's talking about procedures, but they're also working to standardize regulations, laws. Everything's got to be harmonized in order to merge the countries closer together, you know. And so all this cooperation, you know, while the average person would look at this and look at these leaders having this summit as being some, well, you know, they're just working on collaborating together on certain issues and stuff like this. The bottom line is the net effect is, as they collaborate closer together and harmonize everything, it becomes very, very easy then to slip it all in together like the cogs, like a cogs in a factory, you know, cogs in certain machinery.
Yes, and because it's taking place in an administrative level, people don't see it until it's kind of too late. It's there, you know, it's like invasion of the body snatchers.
Mm-hmm.
We have also agreed to enable the movement of individuals, and by this have trusted travelers programs. We have each one a program of this nature with a purpose in mind that all the travelers that are part of the trusted travelers rosters in our countries is considered as a vetted traveler in North America.
Okay, well, let's address this when we come back. We're already up against the clock again, folks. We're visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And stay with us. We'll open up the phone lines probably at the bottom of the hour this time for those of you who want to participate in the broadcast. Stay with us. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. And Vicki, I think we really already kind of addressed the Trusted Traveler program. I don't know if you have anything you wanted to add to that whole dialogue.
No, except to say that that will just be basically the opening up of the borders, you know, for free movement across the border, which is their objective. So essentially the line between Mexico and the United States will be erased.
Yeah, which is the whole purpose Continuing on here, they talk about exchange of information, and I want to pick it up there.
Another topic is citizen security and regional topics. We have agreed to give privilege to the exchange of information, and we have also privileged to coordinate efforts between law enforcement authorities. We will reinforce the measures aimed to fight money laundering and illicit financial flows. And for that purpose, we need to integrate our financial systems further.
Now, this one was huge to me because they're talking about, first of all, let's start with exchange of information. Are we talking about here shared databases?
Shared databases and, you know, the fusion centers. Part of the inland port systems are the fusion centers. And mm-hmm. if you look, I have a diagram on my website under the fusion centers thing. I think it's about the third part of it. But it shows all of the connections that go into a fusion center. It's basically the central hub of information collection and dispersion for government services, okay? And they put this in, first of all, they begin it as a traffic kind of thing, and then it's a 911 emergency dispatch, and they keep adding to it, and pretty soon you have a fusion center that is it's like the guard tower, you know, watching everything. It's the panopticon.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they are talking about that with Mexico implementing. As a matter of fact, I've seen pictures of Mexican control centers that look just like what we have in the United States.
Interesting. You know, we also, and that really dovetails nicely with the next thing that they were talking about, and that's coordinating law enforcement. You know, and I guess that this really is being promoted as necessary because of the dialectic that's been created with the Mexican drug cartels and the violence on the border, conveniently breaking out on the border, and now we have to coordinate our law enforcement. In other words, basically, I look at this whole thing as being a homeland security. Isn't it interesting that they call it homeland security? It's not national security. It's homeland security, which can be expanded. You know, I come back to that chart. You remember that chart they had in Congress where, in fact, even some journalists pointed out from the major networks, they noticed that they actually included Canada and Mexico in the chart.
Right.
You know, so homeland security isn't about the United States. It's about the whole continent. And I think that's what people need to realize here. They don't name these things, you know, haphazardly. These are well thought out. And so when they talk about coordinating law enforcement, even though they're talking about it in the framework or the dialectic of the drug cartels along the border and how this is necessary in order to fight border violence, you have this other aspect of it, which is a merger. It's another merger, another excuse to merge police with, you know, as they merge everything else.
Yes, and that's part of the global system. As a matter of fact, when I was researching the G8 meetings, that's where I first got the idea of the global systems, because there was a report posted there of the first 8 pilot global systems projects.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the global maritime system, which I believe includes the customs system.
Aaron, we have seen this very same thing with the U.S.-Russia Presidential Bilateral Commission, where we are merging law enforcement, we're merging prisons, we're merging economy. It's all right there on the State Department's website.
Right, exactly. You know, and that's another thing, whether, you know, on the one hand they say, oh, we're in competition with Russia and we have this enmity between us. You know, we see this duality where, just like with China, you know, there are enemies, but yet there are strategic partners. Russia, there are enemies, but there are strategic partners. So, I mean, this duality exists, but we come back to, again, the integration of everything. And one of the things that he mentioned there was the integration of our financial systems further. That, to me, was huge. Because we know all the stuff that's being done with the banking system right now. And I think, you know, in the future, Vicky, this dialectic has been created with the criminality and everything, with drug money and cartels and what have you. I think cash someday is going to be villainized. And it's going, you know, if you use cash, you could be fingered a terrorist. You know, so everything is going to be brought out into the open so it can be tracked and documented as to how you spend your money. And so I don't know if that's where they're headed with this integration of the financial system, but certainly money is very important. And, you know, years ago they were talking about the Amero. You know, so here we come again with full circle, again, back to the Amero, or in this case, some kind of electronic currency for North America. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I think it's all electronic. I don't think, you know, they can print different kinds of paper, but it's really an electronic system. And that, you know, that's why there's a war on the banks. They really won't need the banks anymore. You know, if they do everything electronically, then they don't need the banks.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's a war on the big bank or on the smaller banks, and I think it's a consolidation of all the money system. You know, anybody that has any kind of independent say, you know, they don't want the smaller banks to be able to do anything that's not controlled by the larger banks, ultimately by the globalists.
Right, right. Their security is to have everybody included in as objects in their systems that they can manage.
All right, moving along here with Enrique.
We need to identify that North America is quite valuable. The free trade agreement executed 20 years ago and the intense dialogue that we have between our three countries in the North American region is very valuable, and every exchange is based on trust, and we share a very good relationship between all of us who lead our countries. This North America Leaders Summit has been a very good opportunity to specify what our commitments will be and what are the tasks for the future. And it has also served as a space to reinstate our friendship, the good relationship that we have, and the respect that we pay to each other. And we have committed to work hard to make a significant contribution to make North America a more competitive region. I would dare to say the most competitive region in the world.
Okay, what I would say about this is they have created really what amounts to a false paradigm. You know, this whole idea that they have to do all of this in order for us to stay competitive with the rest of the world is just nonsense. This is a paradigm that they have created. And so, anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour already. It's just amazing how fast the time is going. Stay with us, folks. Government America continues. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We have plenty more to talk about. But we'll let you join in the conversation, 800-313-9443. This is Government America. Vicki Davis is here. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here as well. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment here on RBN.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Earlier today, I signed a new executive order to make it easier for companies that want to export and import. Instead of dealing with dozens of different federal agencies and long paper forms, we're going to create a one-stop shop online so companies can submit all their information in one place and save themselves time and money.
Okay, that was Barack Obama at the North American Leaders Summit, the press conference that was held after the event. Talking about an executive order he made to make corporations, well, engage and be able to trade easier. Now, who would be against that? Except, Vicky, I think what he's talking about here is to allow them to become foreign trade zones a lot easier. Is that what you interpret that to mean?
Yeah, the one-stop shop system, that's part of the global system of control. I mean, just about everything is being centralized to the point of a global monopoly of control. What they're talking about is a system that is a one-stop shop, that the system becomes the monopoly of control.
Exactly. In other words, you have to have official permission. And that site, by the way, is already up on the government's website where you can apply to become a quote-unquote trusted business traveler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it centralizes control.
Absolutely.
And people don't look at it as a monopoly because they're used to thinking of a monopoly as being something like AT&T. Well, a system that controls both the suppliers and the buyers and suppliers in a market, the monopoly moves up to the level of control of the market rather than control of the suppliers.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I want to go to the phone lines. We have a couple of callers on the line. And, folks, you're welcome to call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Texas and talk to Lark. Lark, go right ahead, sir.
Well, hey there. I love your characterization of Barack. And then you clear your throat or something to that effect.
Well, he just about makes you sick every time you think about him. So it comes easy.
Well, I don't like to characterize the system as fascist personally. I know that it is an important component and it dominates. But the truth is that as Bruce McCarthy likes to point out on this network, you know, when we were growing up, we were indoctrinated in the public schools, and the teacher drew a horizontal line on the chalkboard and placed communism on the left and socialism on the right, and fascism on the right. In the middle, there was socialism, as if the common ground to meet was this thing called socialism. And so I've decided that socialism is actually the evil. And I say all the time that socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. It's just that simple. And there has been a convergence of law and religion, believe it or not. And these are the things, of course, that I explore because I consider it under the rubric of religio-philosophy. But I must say I really enjoy and very much appreciate your work, Vicki, because you really helped clarify things better in my own mind, because obviously I'm studying things relative to esoterica very often, because it is very much a part of religio-philosophy. But here's the comment I'd like to make, and then a question. You know, there was such a thing as the Macy Conferences. And there was a gentleman by the name of Heinz von Förster who made this astonishing statement. He said that what we once knew and in some quarters still know as science emanating from scientia, the Latin scientia, has now been entirely displaced by what he termed systems thinking. And so I'd like you to comment on that, and I'd like to ask how it is that in a socialist world that we cannot have racketeering and organized crime, because you're going to need a lot of collaborators, yes? And so what I see falling by the wayside is this conception, which was almost uniquely American, and this is what I really am saddened about, this conception of private property. This conception of private property, but also this thing called morality. And what I have seen today is what these people have done to twist morality on its ear.
Yeah. Let's.
It is astonishing to me. So I wonder
can
if
you,
hold, would comment on that.
Yeah, okay. I was going to, you know, I didn't want to open up too much at the same time. The systems thinking thing, did you have any thoughts on that?
Well, sure. America did not invent systems thinking. I mean, if you go back and look at the at Rome and the city, the system of water that they had coming down from a mountain through a an aqueduct. There have always been people who are engineers, and engineers think in terms of systems, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the system of providing a for support in a building or a cathedral, or whether you're talking about a water system, you know, bringing water down from the top of a hill down to a city at the base of a hill. There are people who are engineers, who are builders, who are designers, and that's the way they think. And it has always been with us. As far as computers, it's just that, you know, in the United States, implementing computers everywhere, the designing and building of computers basically occurred here, although, you know, it's not exclusive, because engineers and designers were designing pieces of it all over the world. It just, you know, kind of came together here. Mm-hmm.
So science is the new religion, perhaps. Would you agree with that?
Well, it is for some people, yes. But I think it has, again, the idea, I think science came out of religion. Just, you know, from the beginning. It's an evolutionary thing. And as far as socialism is concerned, we're living in a world that has billions of people. New York City, they have, you know, there's about 7 million people that live in the city, and or that come into the city every single day. We have systems for water and wastewater and transportation and just all kinds of systems. And if you didn't have those systems, those cities would not work. So you can't get rid of the idea of systems, but you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to, because you wouldn't have a functioning world. But there's a line that they should not have crossed. They crossed the line between setting up systems that help people do things to setting up systems to manage the lives of people. And that is a big line that they crossed.
The system is going to be, as I think you will agree, one entirely of slavery, but frankly, it's also going to entail that you toss aside any conception of morality that may have been predicated on something even close to the golden rule. It means the elimination of empathy in favor of the community. And whatever is good for the collective is good for is going to be detrimental to the individual. In other words, what we see is a loss of personal autonomy, mm-hmm. and we see a throwing by the wayside this thing called morality. And in turn, what we have become is slaves, because we are
right.
the property
okay.
or the
what you're getting at is
others.
You know, also communitarianism.
Okay, but let me just say this.
Okay,
that
can
is
you
say not
that after
a function. Okay.
We're up against the clock. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Hey, Lark, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for your efforts.
Take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you.
Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Govern America. Kill that music. Ad music shouldn't be playing. Kill it. All right. Craig, are you there? Hey, Craig. There's music playing that shouldn't be playing. All right. Welcome back, folks. That was adventurous. Anyway, Vicky, you were about to say something before we got interrupted by the clock there. You want to pick it up where you're, if you still remember what it was.
Who are not systems people tend to blame systems designers and systems for the problems. The moral breakdown really occurred in Congress and at the highest levels of the consulting firms that were selling the ideas of these systems. And the people that will, the corporations that will benefit from the control that the systems provide. That's where the moral breakdown is. And their systems are imposing an immorality on the entire rest of the society.
Yeah.
And in order, you know, for a doctor to survive, he's got to go along with the system. Otherwise, he can't be in business. So, yeah, they're going to get rid of the old people. You know, the systems are imposing that kind of immorality on the rest of the society.
Well, that's what they're trying to do with the entire economy. If you don't go along with the economy, you'll be destroyed, you know, and...
And that's what's happening over in Ukraine. You know, they. You were talking about that in the first hour,
mm-hmm.
and there are agitators over there that are stirring up trouble. Yeah. And what's going to be the solution to the problem? The technocratic control system, a fusion center, so that you can put a stop to any problems before they even begin, right?
Yep.
And that's what McCain was calling for. They need a technocratic system over there. So,
yeah.
And that's the way this whole thing works. You know, they couldn't stir up the people enough in the United States to get out on the streets and riot, so they had to blow up a building, you know, the World Trade Tower. And the result of the blowing up of that tower was that, oh, we need these systems, we need to get rid of stovepipes, we need information sharing, blah, blah, blah. If you look at all the legislation that was passed after that event, it was all for these control systems so that they would have the information to fight terrorists.
Well, you know, and you mentioned they couldn't stir it up, you know, the groundswell of opposition. I think they tried. I think that's part of what this creepy Occupy movement was about. You know, a lot of people, you know, joined in with that because people are naturally joiners. But a lot of this stuff that was, you know, it's just, I always am suspicious of movements that just pop up everywhere out of nowhere. All of a sudden, like flipping a switch, there's occupiers all across America, in every town, all over the place. You know, it's obvious that there's funding behind it. It's obvious. You know, so it's almost like they try to do some kind of destabilization mechanism here.
Well, there are networks of people. Anybody that's in a network that you can draw together on a common interest, you can bring them out on the streets. You know, like mm-hmm. union members, you can bring them out. You know, if you have something to do with a labor issue. On racial issues, you can bring people out on racial issues. On abortion, you can bring people out on abortion issues. As long as you have the contact mechanism. And today, you know, with things like Twitter, you can have networks of people that you can just have bring out instantly. I think they're called flash mobs or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that pops up everywhere. All right, I want to go back to the phone lines. We have John in Tennessee waiting in the wings. John, go ahead, sir.
I'll try to be real quick. I know you're coming up on the end. The problem right now that we're all aware of is this bankers manipulating the foreign exchange. They're supposedly committing suicide. So here's the problem, foreign exchange manipulation of rates. The reaction, oh, we got to do something about it. The solution, let's integrate the economies and let's make things right. We'll all have one currency or one money or one digital system. Now, the reason that I actually called, I'm in a business that I've watched change over the last 30 years. We've gone to a passive system, these card keys, key cards.
Mm-hmm.
People, here's what's happening with energy. The tanks in the farms are full, but because they've got a global system called Telvent, you can turn it off. It's all computerized. You can turn it off. You could have 50 million gallons in the tank, and I can't get any because the computer won't turn the pumps on. What a way to control and manipulate markets, shortages, abundances, prices, fluctuation.
Oh.
Controlling your competition. If my company is doing too well and they're hurting Mobile or they're hurting Shell, they can turn me off. It's called Telvent, DTN. Check it out. It's so hard.
You know, that's the thing. And I, you know, John, I'm glad you brought that out because that's really important. I was talking to you off the air one day, and you were telling me about how there were fuel shortages in Tennessee. And I says, what are you talking about? Seems like we would have heard about this on the news. You know, he says, well, it's not so much that there's shortages as I just can't get the fuel. They won't release the fuel. So you have to call this number and beg for them to give you the fuel to deliver to the gas stations, right?
Well, I just drove 500 miles today. I went from Nashville to Memphis and back to get 7,000 gallons of diesel fuel because although it's in Nashville, I can't have it because we're turned off. We're over allocation. You can't get it. And if they can do that with fuel, Darren, then they can do it with toilet paper. They can do it with foodstuffs. They can do it with medical supplies. They can literally control the economy. They can control and decide who lives, who dies. And if I want to get out of Tennessee, which I don't, but if I did, or Detroit, or pick your city, if there's no gas in the ground, guess where you're going if you're not walking? Nowhere. Yeah. You're there. You can have freedom. Hey, you walk anywhere you want. But you're not taking your automobile or your motorcycle. So, you know.
This is a way for them to control the prices, and literally everything is piggybacked on fuel. I mean, you don't get stuff at the grocery store. You don't get any goods anywhere unless you have the fuel. Basically, the fuel is the currency that drives the economy. Vicki, do you have anything to say about all this?
Yes, I'm glad he brought that up because that is the kind of control that computer systems bring. In the future, the children will be controlled by what's in their record, the cradle-to-grave record. Your use of electricity will be controlled. If you, your use of water in your house will be controlled. And they'll just, you know, shut you off if you're over allocation. It's the same principle.
It's the same principle as the smart meters.
Yes.
Well, data plans on the phones have it right now. If you're on a flat rate plan and they decide you're using too much data, they'll slow you down. Make a phone call, but you're not getting online.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's already there.
They will be able to control everything. And that's what I mean. They crossed the line. You know, when they started designing systems that merged corporate power with government power, that is pure fascism, and they are now beginning, but in the future, this will be progressive with tighter and tighter and tighter controls.
Well, Vicki, it's not that far in the future because I've watched it tighten down in the last year. In fact, if you will go online and go to these websites for the major corporations and watch the names, well, so-and-so, Walmart hired a new executive today. See who he is and where he came from. And these people that are changing the nation incrementally are moving back and forth between industries, and they're implementing. I was even told yesterday there's a program. They're not allowing more than 10% of a workforce to be off in a one-day period, which is 5% in the days, 5 at night. They're already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to control where you work, where you go to sleep, when you get up, what you eat. And I've been telling people this and getting looks like you're a nut until now when they're coming to me saying, you telling me this 5 years ago and it's happening. What are we going to do?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, listen, John, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Good points, as always. Vicki, any final thoughts?
No.
All right. Everything's been said. All right. Thank you so
go
much.
Go to my
Nancy,
website. Everything Vicki. I have to say is written on my website.
ChannelingReality.com. God bless you, folks.
With finance.